At 8:23, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. A trial continues today in a lawsuit to determine whether Dallas County discriminates against white voters. Four plaintiffs allege county commissioners in 2011 approved boundaries that, quote, cracked and then packed white voters into one district. The plaintiffs want new boundaries drawn that give white voters the chance to elect the candidate of their choice. County Judge Clay Jenkins has said the commissioner's court does not discriminate against voters of any race. He noted that while the county is mostly minority, three members of the five-member court are white. The Dallas Morning News reports the case is believed to be the first in the country where white voters are suing for protection under the Voting Rights Act. Dallas-Fort Worth had one of the fastest-selling home markets in the country last year. The sale time for homes in North Texas averaged about 55 days. That put North Texas at number 6 nationally last year among markets with the shortest selling time. Nationwide, it took an average of more than 80 days to sell a house in 2017. Analysts with Zillow expect the pace of local home buying to remain rapid this year. Oil prices fell yesterday after closing Friday at more than $67 a barrel, the highest price since 2014. But energy analyst Tom Closa with the Oil Price Information Service expects oil prices will head higher in the months ahead.
You might see prices go a little bit higher, and then they might give up some ground in May. There's an awful lot of speculative money that's in crude and in gasoline futures, and that probably has to be purged before you get something more lasting.
Closa expects gas prices to follow higher crude oil prices for the rest of this month and early May at least. Hundreds of school districts and charter schools lost money when state lawmakers in 2017 chose not to continue funding the governor's high-quality pre-K grant program. However, the higher standards required under that program remain in place, and that's hitting local school budgets harder. I talked about this with the Texas Tribune's public education reporter, Aaliyah Swaby. What exactly is high-quality pre-K?
High-quality pre-K included requiring school districts that offer pre-K to meet certain standards, a lower student-teacher ratio so that, you know, students get more attention and more time with an adult, and having to report student progress to the state, having to have measures for parents to be involved with their children's education.
Why were lawmakers against funding that?
I think lawmakers weren't necessarily against the program itself, but there are priorities every session, and lawmakers decided that this was not necessarily a priority to fund. As their proposals for budgets went along, they allocated less and less funding to this grant program over time and ultimately decided not to fund it at all. They did put in a rider in the budget saying that districts would still have to meet those standards even without the money.
So where does that leave school districts and charter schools that were part of the program or that offer pre-K now?
The larger school districts actually ended up filling the gap from other grants, from increasing taxes or from local taxpayer dollars, or taking money from other parts of their budgets. And others are having to change the way they run their pre-K programs, you know, cutting staff or cutting professional development opportunities that they offered when they did have the grant.
I'm thinking of a smaller school district, though, like the Princeton ISD that's outside of Plano. They didn't buy into the program, but as you mentioned earlier, they still have to adhere to the new standards.
It's especially hard for those school districts where they realize that they weren't going to be able to sustain a high-quality pre-K program with the funding, especially if it wasn't renewed. And now they're having to, with less money, meet those higher standards.
It's interesting all of this should come about at a time, though, where, as you said, the governor identified pre-K as a priority. School districts are identifying this as a priority. There have been elected officials like the mayor of Fort Worth, who has been a big advocate for early childhood education. And yet you have these kind of cutbacks going on at that kind of time. So where exactly is pre-K as a priority in Austin?
I think it's hard to tell right now, as people start getting ready for the 2019 legislative session, where pre-K is going to rank. on that long list. I mean, you know, you have just in education alone, school districts that have been hit hard by the hurricane are going to need most of the attention in education. And they are really poorly off and really spending a lot of money that they need the legislature to build them back up. It's hard to say at this point where pre-K will stand.
However, if nothing changes, if lawmakers in the 2019 session don't approve more money, where does this leave pre-K in Texas? How dire might the situation get?
It's hard to say. I think many school districts obviously won't be able to meet the higher standards that many of them want to set for themselves. A full-day pre-K is extremely expensive. For a lot of school districts, that's a pie in the sky. You know, that's a dream for them to be able to offer it, and they likely won't be able to if the legislature doesn't increase funding or at least direct funding toward pre-K.
Is there any reason to think pre-K might go away in some districts?
I'm sure it's possible, depending on the school district, especially with different grant programs through the state ending every year. School districts arguing that they're subject to more and more unfunded mandates and having to prioritize differently. I think either way, they do get some funding for pre-K per student, but it's just about whether the funds that they get will be enough to keep it at a certain level of quality.
Aaliyah Swaby, public education reporter for the Texas Tribune. Thank you for being with me.
Thank you.
Coming up on BBC NewsHour, Myanmar's president grants amnesty to more than 8,000 prisoners, but not to the two Reuters journalists who are detained there. And more from Cuba as President Raul Castro prepares to step down. Today we're looking at the state of the economy. That's all coming up at 9 here on KERA 90.1. In the forecast, mostly sunny skies. The high should reach near 84 today. Temperatures drop to around 63 overnight. Tomorrow, a bit cooler with a high near 78, again under sunny skies. 62 degrees now in Dallas, 61 in Fort Worth and Wichita Falls, and 60 degrees in Tyler.